program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome, seekers, to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Well, it looks like the apocalypse didn't happen, so I guess it's nothing but onward and upward and forward into the new millennium for the Church of the Subgenius. Oh, that's right. It's a dawning of a bright new age never before seen. And I, for one, am standing ready to face the shiny, spanking new future. Hello, you wild-eyed futurists out there. I'm your forward-thinking hostess, the Reverend Susie the Floozy. And let's get all good and ready for the next step of our grand evolution into a higher form. Oh, man. Oh, no, Seekers. What's happening? I mean, seriously. This is the theme in that cheesy 70s sitcom. What's happening? Oh, no. We've slipped through another wormhole in the space-time continuum again. Oh, damn. I wish the skilled technicians here at WREK Atlanta would get those things fixed. Oh, I could get my high heels stuck in them, and now this happens. Damn. Oh, well. Screw the future. It looks like we're going to be stuck in a past here, spinning our damn wheels until the time flow kicks back online. Great. Of all the times it had to be the damn 70s. Oh, jeez, will you just listen to this crap? Oh, and me without any Dramamine.
Sock'em Sock'em Robots. Things that look silly. Things that smell.
Hummel Cruise.
8-track tapes.
Music.
Things that sound like this.
H.R. Punky stuff. Free television.
Things that go bump in the car.
Talk about the best decades since 69. Oh yeah, the 70s are so cool because of Gene Rayburn and Pete the Clock. Oh yeah, remember the DeFranco family? Ah! Oh yeah, I had a crush on Patty Hearst in 7th grade. Oh yeah, and I feel like I'm in the 70s again. Feel like I'm in the 70s again. Feel like I'm in the 70s again. Feel like, oh yeah, oh yeah. I used to collect wacky packs and Dorothy Hamill haircuts. Oh yeah. Jimmy Carter, Amy Carter, Billy Carter, Welcome Back Carter. Oh yeah. Leisure suits were really big. So is Fog Hat.
Go figure.
Oh yeah. Evil Knievel. Ah!
Thank you.
Shaw's in Airport 2.
Oh, yeah.
And all those great actors like Linda Blair and Roy Scheider, give them a hand.
Oh, yeah.
Planet of the Apes, Part 18.
Cornelius.
Oh, yeah.
Game shows, game shows, game shows.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And I feel like I'm in the 70s again.
Donny Osmond.
Feel like I'm in the 70s again.
George McGovern.
Feel like I'm in the 70s again.
Foghat.
Feel like Squirrel.
Avenue Squirrel.
Time, buddy. Pull over. You're busted.
Old police cars.
Nice lapel.
Corduroy pants. Clogs. Where are all the clogs?
Where have all the clogs gone?
Where are all the clogs?
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
I believe, beloved, this coming year, God has already revealed unto us some of the things that we shall see take place before 73 ends. The great question is, can we know, can we see actually the future? Well, I say this, first we can expect that in this world, there will be great confusion in 73. No doubt about it, beloved, if you study Bible prophecy.
So, how about those rainbow suspenders, huh?
Dad.
Pretty cool way to keep your pants up, eh?
Dad.
I see these kids now with jive printed on their shirts. Now I can teach you how you're supposed to say jive.
Dad, please just drive the car, Dad.
I'm watching the road, sweetie. You jive, turkey. See? You got to sass it. Quit jiving me, turkey. You got to sass it. A turkey is a bad person.
All right, people, listen up. Thank you for coming to the audition. This is a casting call for the movie Deliverance. John Voight has already been cast in the role of Ed. Today we are looking for the actor who will play the role of Bobby Tripp. Who's up first? Ned Beatty, Beatty, Batty, whatever. Ned, yes, if you just step up to the mic and read Bobby's part at the top of page 5 that comes right after the line, squeal like a pig. Oh, well, say no more. I think we've found our perfect Bobby here. Congratulations. Wait, a Mississippi second flues.
What?
We agreed that I'd be the one picking the actor for this role.
Duh, I forgot. Anyway, you gotta admit that Ned guy is just so piggy.
No, you don't understand. I have put so much of myself into this. Every night until dawn, I have been that hunky drunk's trailer, coaching him on that line, just drilling him unmercifully every single night.
You talking Ronnie Cox?
Yeah, a couple times.
wait, that other guy, Biff Reynolds, Bart Reynolds, whatever.
I want to be like Bert. I want the snaps on my shirt. I want to get the chicks like in the Bandit flicks. I want to live with the Dukes. There's a bow and loop and drive the General Lee. Boss, I will never get I'm
cannonball along to but a haunted job out for the bastard child and Chris Christopherson wearing old bones on chains and VA. And I'm leaving today.
This job with the PTA, I ain't coming back. Set this convoy of the USA, Sheriff of a beach and barren, paints her like a tag. I wanna be like Bird, wanna be like Bird, want the snaps on my shirt.
Sweat Hog School Dance.
Sit on it. Have no fear. The Fonz's here.
Do you always park your motorcycle indoors, Fonzie?
Cool it. The Fonz parks where the Fonz parks.
Well, did you come here to be the new leader of the Sweat Hogs, Fonzie?
Hey, shut up!
Hi there!
Say, my main teacher, Mr. Cocktail, me and Epstein want to know, what do you think of this here situation?
Well, say the secret word, and we'll all stuff a banana down Horseshack's throat.
And what do you think, Barbarino?
What? What? Hey, Horseshack, up your nose with a rubber hose and twice as far with a chocolate bar.
Let's get it on. Do the Fonzarelli slide. Put your thumbs out like you're hitching a ride. Look both ways, start your motor and glide. Now you're doing the Fonzarelli slide.
Even Barbarino is sliding.
That's showing the good.
Yeah.
Seekers. I know a guy who's well-respected in the JFK research community, an attorney for the 1978 House Select Committee on the JFK assassination. Oh, but this poor guy is saddled with the name Gayton Fonzie. F-O-N-Z-I. I mean, how the hell did he ever manage to be taken seriously at all in the Happy Days decade? Oh, and it's not like he can ever get away from it thanks to the reruns. None of us can. Oh, if good old Timothy Leary was right when he said that the 90s were going to make the 60s look like the 50s, then why do I have the 70s up our butts? I know the fetid stench of its spore all too well. It's the same cheesy, tired Brady Bunch crap I already lived through. But this time, Michael Jackson is white. What gives? Oh, I mean, what the hell is going on here? If those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it, then how is it I'm serving the same sentence with the rest of the Voidoids? I mean, as forgetful as I am, even I can't forget the horrors of that embarrassing point in our timeline. Because those who didn't get funky enough in the 60s were still trying to get it right in the 70s. Oh, but this time the clothes were even uglier. Oh, and fragrant, because that polyester made everyone sweat. Oh, think of the nightmare and be very afraid. Are you ready once again to face leisure suits with contrasting top stitching and the hottest shades in the baby crap spectrum? Platform shoes? Art shoes? Have they forgotten the exquisite pimp from hell styles featured in the typical Eleganza ad?
Who's the flag private dick and sex machine to all the chicks? Damn right. The man who would risk his neck for his brother, man. Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't tap out when the danger all about? Right on. They say this cat Shaft's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about Shaft. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
Joy Shaft! Except for Russ Meyer movies, the 70s was a lost decade. Well, it did kill Elvis for us, even if it did take almost the whole dang decade to do it. Oh, but after the promising beginnings, too. This started out with the whole world's watching and ended up with Disco Duck, as the fiery altruistic ideals of the 60s were smothered under a flood of superficial homogenized slime. Oh, and it was powerful slime, too. It made an entire civilization backslide all the way from Apollo 13 to Studio 54 in the cosmic wink of just a few years. Oh, sure, we've come this way a few times before. I know I've already belabored you in the past with shows on bad TV, bad rock music, and bad disco and CB stuff. Oh, that's not too redundant. Oh, but yes. Oh, you can relax, because I've already bled those lizards for us. But you'd better be relaxing all tensed up, because I still got a lot more 70s crap to dish out. We heard Harlem Nocturne by David Rose and What's Happening by Henry Mancini. I Feel Like I'm in the 70s Again by those Melvins. Burt Reynolds by the Hentai Santas. Welcome back, Cotter by Squirt Gun, the Fonzarelli slide from Fonzie's favorite music. A photo of Henry Winkler on the cover, but thankfully no Fonz whatsoever inside. And that shaft was by the Down at the Heels lounge act called Social Circle, White Shaft. Is it hot in here to you, or is it just due to the suffocating properties of this polyester? Oh, maybe that's why so many sweaty jocks and leotards popped up in the 70s. Like the heady mix of Ben Gay and embalming fluid, sports tragedy stories were a big commodity then. We had movies like The Other Side of the Mountain and that plane crash one where the soccer team in the Andes has to eat each other. Bad Night of the Living World Cup finalists, I think it was. And this piece of crap here, the theme from the TV movie Brian's Song, about a toxically cancerous football player and his sweaty pal. At least it fooled straight America into embracing what was basically a gay male love theme. Oh, but imagine the myriad joys of taking this cloyingly insipid tune a step even further removed from schmaltz. How about Brian's Song, played on handbells?
Yeah.
Oh no, Seekers, I almost forgot about one of the most unpleasant things about this unpleasant decade. The glorification of the American hick. Oh, the 70s were the golden years for redneck chic, which has to be one of the most reprehensible oxymorons this language has ever offered. Ooh, you couldn't turn a channel selector without seeing this horrific trend. There was always some tan Malibu pretty boy playing a greasy backwoods throwback in a checked shirt with a fast car. Dukes of Hazzard, Sheriff Lobo, Smokey and the Bum Trip one through. No hell. How many's in a gook all anyway? And not only were they lame, they were unconvincing, too. Oh, if the Hollywood hayseed accents didn't give them away, then the intact teeth sure did. Oh, and we had only three channels to choose from back then. Those liberal communist homosexuals at PBS were fighting the redneck grit with a feet drawing room crap like the Forsyte Saga, so they don't count. And because they dropped the ball, everybody wound up wanting a bad haircut and a muscle car and a single-digit IQ, and baby, they got them. Then into this vacuum leached the hideous musical abortion known as Southern Rock, which provided the perfect sonic backdrop for doing donuts in your Trans Am in the Megalomart parking lot at 1 a.m. on a school night. Oh, but school nights last a long time when you get up towards the Arctic Circle. And Southern could mean south of Norway, as is the case here with Shu-bi-dua and their song, Generator Bullion, as they call it, which has a credit to Shu-bi-dua and some guy named Allman. Go figure.
Thank you.
To be a rough ride tonight. Oh, I almost forgot to throw out a few credits here. We heard Smoke on the Water by Loud House, Heartbreaker by Joe Renee and his orchestra of all people. And then that Hee Haw was by Jesus Christ Superfly. And then Norway's premier Allman Brothers cover band Shubi Dua with something they call Generator Bullion. Then we got treated to high school band versions of The Six Wives of Henry VIII by Rick Wakeman, delivered by the Riverwood High School Band. And Bad Bad Leroy Brown by the Tap Middle School Band of 1987. Ooh, and this is from the Ventures Shameful Tribute Album. Their evil Jim Croce songbook. Yeah. Ooh, while we're at it, let's see what other hideous wonders I can scrape up here. Oh, wow! More marching band stuff! Are we in luck or what?
Aw, man. Here goes Peter Frampton's big finale. He's gonna be pissed off.
You're damn right I'm gonna be pissed off. I bought that pig at Pink Floyd's yard sale.
Thank you.
In 1971, a small man who was either a villain or a victim, depending on your view, got a lot of news coverage. Even those who had quarreled with every word the president had spoken in 1971, and there were many, hoped devoutly that in this final message, history would not prove him wrong.
1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast.
Everyone knows rock attained perfection in 1974. It's a scientific fact.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
FSL, Fossil 103. Classic hits from ABBA to Zeppelin. Come a land.
We are winners and losers. We're losers.
Tell him!
Mr. Simpson, sir, can you please change the radio station?
But this is Grand Funk Railroad. You guys back there know Grand Funk, right? Nobody knows the band Grand Funk? The wild, shirtless lyrics of Mark Farner? The bong-rattling bass of Mel Shocker? The competent drum work of Don Brewer? Oh, man!
Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Graber.
Look at Barry back there. He's playing those drums like a crazy Mennonite.
Yeah, for that, he will surely burn in hell.
Yeah!
Graber, that guitar sure sounds great.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. I carved it from our old back door.
Those knobs are kind of shiny, though.
Yeah, don't tell the parson.
Okay.
Out in the field for 40 days, plowing and planting and raking the hay. My mule Ezra is pulling the plow. I got him from Carl for some eggs and a cow. I work all day out in the sun, but after the meal, we start to have some fun. I say, come on, Greta, and light the lamps. We're making lots of noise, but we don't got no amps.
We are an Amish band. We are an Amish band. We'll help you build a barn. We just don't give a darn. We are an Amish band.
Women folk up in Napa Nee are working to churn for Graber, Barry, and me. Sweet, sweet butter, fresh baked pies. The smell of their cider about to make me high. Now these young maidens, they had a plan. They buzz out to meet us boys in their band. They said, the parson's gone, now's our chance. And we proceeded to have a big square dance.
We are an Amish band. We are an Amish band. We'll help you build a barn. We just don't give a darn. We are the Amish band.
For God, please let the rest of this solo really jam.
We are the Amish band. We are the Amish band. We stay all night and play, but first we all must pray. We are the Amish band. We are the Amish band.
Yeah, yeah.
We are the Amish band.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For more information on Grand Funk, consult your school library.
Do you feel?
You make me feel like dancing.
I want to dance the night away.
God.
Quit jiving me, turkey.
Not seekers is the actual sound of a tape deck going toes up. Destroyed by that song. And you know, that song left in its wake a trail of technological slaughter. It cost me 2 tape decks, a computer monitor. The show computer is acting hinky as hell right now, and... You know, all the way down here to WREK Atlanta, when I was on the way to slip this little bit of poison into automation, all I could think about were the closing pages of The Watchmen. When everything goes bluey. Oh, Seekers, it technically wasn't my fault, right? Anyhow, let me get back on track. We flash forwarded to the present right now, Seekers. You heard episode number 236 of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. The 70s will suck again. Oh yes, and suck they did. In one lethal 10-year pendulum swing, it took us from angry students marching on the Pentagon out to change the world, all the way down to the tabloid spectacle of Margaret Trudeau snorting coke off of Truman Capote's bald head. But on the other hand, it isn't like it didn't really give us some benefits. I mean, the music for tonight's show? Oh, before the first tape deck crapped out, I was dancing up a storm here in the Fluseum studio. And before the second tape deck crapped out, we got to hear the UGA Redcoats marching band doing Frankenstein, and then Rock and Roll by the Tent Poles from the Led Zeppelin tribute comp The Song Retains the Name, and then we heard the Electric Amish with We're an Amish Band, and then the fatal, fatal selection. Oh, Seekers, back in the 90s, I used to write articles for Cool and Strange Music magazine, and I made the acquaintance of a fellow writer named Wilhelm Murg, M-U-R-G. I sent him a mash note because I really liked the way he bent words over and figured he could use some props, and in return, he sent me an audio cassette of things that he'd recorded, and on it was this inspired little gem. He'd taken a 45 of that execrable 70s anthem, Afternoon Delight, and he played it at 33 RPM. And it sounded so draggy, like they were on lewds. I thought that was pretty cool, but, you know, when I was reviewing the tape for the show, I thought, I'm really tempted to drag it down and make it really, really horrible. But no, I kept to my ethical high ground and figured I'm just not going to tweak it at all. It's Wilhelm Murg's piece of work. And then it made a piece of work of the Yamaha Natural Sound Stereo Cassette Deck. Oh, my Yamaha. It totally freaking killed it. And then it went on and did stuff to the monitor. And now the show computer is hinky as hell, too. And oh, Seekers, when I was on the way down to the station here to slip this show into automation at WREK Atlanta, all I could think about were the last few pages of The Watchmen when everything goes bluey. I was helpless. I stood by while it started getting weirder and more horrible. And there was nothing I could do. Yes, there was nothing I could do. Exactly. I'm really not responsible if it all goes bluey. Oh, you know, Seekers, I'm just one single subgenius over man, and this is just a stupid little show, but all of you freaks have just managed to survive another session on the mat here with me at Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, and I am impressed. You're made of some pretty strong stuff. I guess I'll have to raise the pain meters a few notches for next time. Good night, Seekers. And oh, remember, if everything around you starts falling apart, I didn't do it. No,